Hello, and welcome to Gamecast, a podcast about gaming created by us, students in David Morgan's first year writing class at Emory University. Read, write, play. Some have claimed that video games are becoming the greatest storytelling medium of our age. So we will explore the impact of this developing medium on our society. Each week for the rest of the semester, a pair of students will play a game and discuss it using terms and ideas from Ian Bogost's Doing Things with Video Games. We hope that we can investigate and describe a wide variety of innovative methods of expressive representation. You can find us on the web at bit.ly/RWPGamecast.
I haven't seen you in forever, Jose. How's it going?
It's going good, man.
Hey, I brought my friend. Let me introduce you.
Hey, my name's Sam. What's up?
Hey, man, I'm Jose. Nice to meet you.
Where are you from?
From Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, nice.
Yeah, how about you?
I'm from Maine.
Dude, nice.
Yeah.
Cold up there, right?
Pretty cold up there.
So, what brings you here, Danny?
Yeah, dude, you remember how you told me to download Pokemon Go, like, 4 months ago?
I do remember.
I just downloaded it.
Right now?
Yep.
You're kind of late to the game.
It's okay. That's how I am, man.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
4 months ago?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys already knew each other before?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, so, I'm sorry, man. Friendships go deep.
Nice.
So, I was going to play by myself, but then I kind of waited to share this awesome experience with you.
Yeah, dude, I'd be honored to.
Yeah, but first, could you tell me a bit about this game? What is it, exactly?
Sure, man. Well, Pokemon Go is from the Pokemon series, which was first released in 1999 in the United States. So, this game was meant to be kind of a augmented reality form, like a different form of the original game, with, like, you as the character. So, instead of creating a character and naming him and you know, going through this virtual world, you are the character.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah, man.
Wait, you weren't the character back in the real world?
Well, like, back in the original games, you got to name the character, and you got to, so you controlled the character, but in
or
this
you
game,
you weren't the character.
Exactly, in this game, you are the character. You are the guy, or the girl.
That's interesting. Sam, have you played this game before?
Oh, yeah, I have. It's just that.
So, as I'm playing, I'm going to ask you guys some questions about it.
Sure, man.
Well, if you're going to play, you need to, like, walk around, though.
Yeah, that's true, but I'm going to try to make
it. Yeah, well, I think we can do it here.
Yeah, hey, so, you want to take a gym over with me?
We should probably do that. We should explain.
Actually, you don't know that. How to do that. I will tell you later.
Yeah, run me through, guys. I feel lost.
So open the app.
Yeah, so I just downloaded it.
No, get out of
open it up.
Yeah. Get out of Flappy Bird and go to...
Flappy Bird. Sorry, guys. I'm really late to my games. Wasn't Flappy Bird, like, from 2 years ago?
It's not trending anymore.
2014?
Oh, shit,
that was
guys.
That was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys. Alright.
Did you know the guy who made Flappy Bird wanted to, like, kill himself? Because, like, so many hate mail came?
Seriously?
Yeah, that's why he, like, pulled it off of the... Absolutely, because like he got so much hate mail.
Hello there! I am Professor Willow!
No, hey, don't do that. That's annoying.
I'm sorry.
It's a little
Can you turn down the volume?
Okay.
Yeah, turn it down a little bit.
No, don't mute it though. Yeah.
No, it's on. Alright, so right now Professor Willow is telling us about the game. Pokemon can be found in every corner of the earth. Some run across the plains, others
No, I told
skies.
You not to do that though.
Okay, I'm sorry. Some live in the mountains or in the forests or in your water.
So basically, yeah, while you're doing this, I want to kind of go through a little bit of what you'll find in this game. So the objective is to, like, go to Pokestops, get Pokeballs, and just catch them all, as they say.
Yeah, choose the male. No, don't choose the female.
Okay, so now, you're at the beginning of the game. All
right.
So there's three Pokemon that you can catch. They're the three base, like, starter Pokemons.
Sure, so, like the series?
Yeah, just like the series. So, choose whatever you want.
Which one should I
There's
choose,
There's the fire,
guys?
The water, and the
grass. Should I go grass?
No, you can do whatever you want. Hey, fun fact, did you know Ash had all three?
Really?
And Pikachu.
Can I have all three?
There's actually a hack on Pikachu where you can...
Yeah, don't you just walk off?
Walk away three times and Pikachu...
How do you walk away three times? Oh, you turn off the app and then
like walk away, until like you can't see the Pokemons.
Oh.
And then how do you do that three times? Like back and forth and back and forth?
No, you just keep walking.
Three times?
Yeah.
How do you walk away three times?
No, you just like walk and they'll disappear from the map. Oh. And they'll appear three times, and after that third time, Pikachu's gonna appear.
Okay, okay. Well, you should choose them right now. Which one do you want?
Who do you
want
to choose?
I'm gonna choose Squirtle.
Oh, why not?
Yes.
Oh, so you do know Squirtle?
Yes. I know the series, but I never played.
You've played Pokemon.
Okay, okay. So, what do you do now? Jose, tell him.
So, what you want to do is like you want to flip the Pokeball.
Yeah.
Towards Squirtle.
Have you played Paper Toss?
Yeah.
It's like that. But this, rather than a trash can, it's a
Pokemon right now.
This is interesting because it's utilizing the camera, and the game is told through the perspective of the phone.
Yeah, so it uses it. Your reality uses it. Oh, you missed.
Yeah, if you got it. Like,
you might get it, you might not.
It's so the, you flick it
it's the
it?
Camera, so you can see like what's in front of you. Like your book, Feminine Studies. You can see that too.
So it's literally like the Pokemon is right there.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But it's not really there.
So I'm getting XP points. So there's like a level up system in this game?
Yeah, you get XPs, and with that, you can evolve Pokemon. And you can.
So like, so this is like developmental, where I progress through the game as I collect.
Yeah, the more Pokemon you catch, like let's say you catch a lot of Squirtles, the more Squirtles you catch, the more you can level them up.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you caught your first Pokemon. Yeah. Obviously. You're such a talented Pokemon trainer. What should I call you?
Oh, now you can name your character. And, like, usually, like, people, like, make, like, you know, make it funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Squirtle.
There's just a bunch of random letters, man.
He's explaining to you, like, the Pokestops.
So you have to actually need to walk.
Oh, so in this game, I have to actually walk over to the Pokestops?
Yeah. So those are, you see those Pokemon right over there?
Yeah, you can try to catch those.
If you tap them, you can catch them.
Okay. So then I, like, flick this over.
Yeah, you should probably, like...
Oh, interesting. So, like, as I, like, tilt the camera, it, like, follows the...
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, real, like, life.
It's, like, position. Real life.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of the point of the game, so you feel like you're actually, you know, catching real Pokemon, but you're not.
Yeah, this is very different from, like, the previous Pokemon games, where you're playing within the perception of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And this is interesting because, like... As I'm playing, the perception of the game is captured within real life itself, not the opposite way.
Yeah, so like when you played the original games, it was more like you're... It's kind of harder to feel like the character since you're in this virtual, you know, town, mm-hmm. which you don't really know a whole lot of. But here, it's literally wherever you are, you can travel to... You can travel to, like, where I was, Puerto Rico or New York or right here, Atlanta. And it uses your world, your setting... to, you know, its advantage.
Oh, so you played in Puerto Rico?
Definitely. My
really?
Friend. Yeah. Yeah, I caught most of my Pokemon. Actually, exclusively played in Puerto Rico.
Oh, wow.
There's exclusive Pokemon in Puerto Rico?
There's supposed to be exclusive Pokemon everywhere, like in every country or like everywhere you are.
Okay.
But
yeah, Professor Willow said it himself. Pokemon can be found on every corner.
Every corner of the earth.
Every corner.
That's but Puerto Rico is not a country.
Well, we're not a country. We're a territory of the United States. But...
Yeah, I recently learned that.
Yeah? Pretty nice. Yeah.
How do you like it so far?
It's very interesting. It's much unlike the games that we've played. Especially... Oh, so we're in the English class, right? So we've been playing some games for it. We've been playing a lot of walking simulators. And it's very different because in those games, you know, we're looking at a computer screen. And we're trying to immerse ourselves within the perception of the screen itself.
Mm.
This is interesting because it's flipped. Where the world is captioned within your screen. And it's like as if you're like walking around, like living your daily life, and you're looking through a lens, right? A lens of the game that augments reality. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, that's what video games do. That's basically the main goal of video games, you know? Because, like, the main goal for video games is, like, to immerse the player into, like, a different world, you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah. Get away from your world, but in this situation... You can live your daily life. You can, like, go to classes, and while you're headed towards that class, you can stop at a Pokestop, get your Pokeballs, or get an egg, which is, if you hatch an egg, you have to walk a certain amount of meters. So you walk 5 meters, and you can hatch an egg, and that gives you a random Pokemon that you can catch. And I think it's cool how you just do your daily life and have your regular routine. But also catch Pokemon and play that game So, like, not necessarily sitting in a computer. Mm-hmm. You're constantly playing the game.
So, like, you would say that it forces you to walk around and get exercise?
Definitely. Like, so, well, since Iwana has the eggs, you want new Pokemon, you want more XP, you have to walk around. Like, so as Ian Bogos said, he has this term for games that you that force you to walk around, to force mm-hmm. you to do exercise.
Yeah.
He calls it extra games.
Extra games, yeah.
So, yeah, so these extra games kind of trying to take the perception away of like, oh, exercise is boring.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I want to do exercise? Why do I have to go to a treadmill and run and just watch a TV and just try to, you know, do this exercise, but you don't really want to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Here, it forces you to walk, and you're not thinking that you're exercising. It's like the main point is not to exercise. The main point is to get Pokemon, to hatch your eggs, to go to gyms and fight other people. But subconsciously, not subconsciously, but like you're doing exercise while playing the game,
mm-hmm.
but you're not really thinking that you're doing exercise.
Right. Cause you're just walking around.
You're just walking around. The game. Yeah.
So would you say that's more immersive than just sitting down and playing a computer game just on your chair?
Definitely. Like if you're just sitting on your computer screen, yeah, you might be, immersed within the game,
mm-hmm.
But here, it's mixed so fluently with your real life that it's a different type of, but like, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys tried a Wii Fit?
Yeah.
Yeah?
A long time ago, when it first came out.
Never tried it. Like, I had a Wii, but like I was like telling my dad, like, buy me a Wii Fit. Like, everyone had it. But like, I never tried it. Is it fun?
Yeah, the Wii Fit was super fun. I think the Wii Fit actually tried to do something like this, so like make games, make exercising fun.
Mm. Do you think it was fun when you did it?
I liked it. I really liked it. Definitely got me exercising. It got your weight and stuff, so you like.
Really?
Yeah, but that was more of a like clearly, you have to exercise. It was like Wii Fit was the point of it was to exercise.
No.
The point of this game is to catch Pokemon, but you get exercise, you know, as an add-on.
Yeah, I can totally see, like, the future of video games, like, going towards augmenting reality. Like, have you heard of, like, virtual reality games? Like,
yeah.
You put on, like, the headset,
yeah.
Right? And then, like, as you, like, tilt your head, it progresses and it tracks that.
Mm-hmm.
I think those games have a lot of appeal because in a game, you're trying to immerse yourselves within that world, but every medium has its own limitation, right? And traditionally, the computer screen video game is you kind of sit on your desk and, you know, you kind of look at a screen and sometimes you might have, like, multiple screens. You've seen those, right?
Yeah.
But then having a virtual reality filter, right? In this case, it's a cell phone for Pokemon Go. And in virtual reality, it's, like, those headsets.
Right.
Using those adds an extra level of immersion that's normally not present in your traditional video game.
Yeah, I think the popularity of that is definitely rising right now. As you can see, it took Pokemon Go about 13 hours to be one of the top grossing app in the App Store in the US.
Yeah.
So you could see how it appeals to a lot of people. A lot of people wanted to play it. It was number one in the App Store for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And people were using it on the daily all the time. And I think one of those, what appeals to it is also, it's also much more social
mm-hmm.
than like a normal game, let's say Gone Home, which we played.
Sure.
For the class, because you meet up with friends, you go with, okay, that was distracting. You meet up with friends, and yeah, you go walk around the park, or you go walk around the streets, and looking for Pokemon. Like, the only thing you're doing is looking for a Pokemon, going to Pokestops,
sure.
Going to gyms, walking over there, You maybe get to see different parts of town you've never seen before.
Definitely.
Because there are Pokestops right there.
Yeah.
Actually, I've heard a lot of instances where there were accidents caused by this. Like, you know, people getting hit by cars, people getting hit by buses,
mm-hmm.
people getting hit by bikes.
Yeah, Cliff.
Yeah, that was definitely... So, I actually talked to my parents and they were like,
oh, wow.
I wouldn't let my... let's say you have a 7-year-old son. And they were like, 70? Yeah, I wouldn't... They were saying, like a lot of parents were thinking,
sure.
I don't want my kids to play this. because they're going to random places.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be, there were cases of people staying in those Pokestops just to rob, like, to rob people.
So, oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah. Since they were preset, since these Pokestops were preset, they weren't mugging spots. Yeah, they were kind of like mugging spots where you would go, oh, you sure, you get the Pokemon, but you had the risk of someone being there. You know, it's one of the risks that you take when playing games like these.
But the thing is, like, when I played Pokemon Go back at home, I actually met a lot of people, met a lot of new friends.
Because
we were just like, I don't know, it's like, when I play Pokemon Go, I feel more social.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel okay to talk to people that I don't know.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't really do that if you're just walking down the street and you see a stranger.
Sure,
you wouldn't
sure.
just talk to them. But, like, you know when they play Pokemon Go because they're staring at their phone and you can hear the music and whatever. And then, like, it's easier for me to, like, approach them and be like, hey, what's up? And I made a lot of friends because of that. I think that's a good part. I mean, obviously, the bad part is, like, a lot of people die and...
Yeah, I mean, I don't think a lot of people died, but, like, people got injured, and people got... was definitely, in part, you know, fault of the app, because they were just looking at their phone instead of being aware of their surroundings.
But is it the app's fault?
Well, it's kind of the app's fault, but it's also the people's fault. So the app, soon after, like, these things were reported, they put in a warning sign when you first opened the app, saying, like, please be aware of your surroundings. You know, the app is not everything.
But don't you feel like that's, like, natural selection?
Well...
Like, kill off the people who, like, can't even concentrate on, like, their surroundings. Come on, it's like, you're playing a video game, but, like, you're outside. Concentrate on what's happening in the real world rather than what Pikachu's doing on the... Or Butterfree's doing on the freaking screen.
I think that stands testimony to the immersion of the game.
Yeah.
Because it shows how deeply entrenched it makes you. Because in other games, like, if I'm just, like, playing, like, a game... on my screen and someone just kind of talks to me, you know, it's very easy to just, like, look away and just kind of get distracted. But in this game, you're walking around and you see your world through the perception of the game. So I think it adds to the immersion of it. And that kind of speaks testimony because, like, if people are literally, like, walking off of cliffs getting hit by stuff, it shows how, like, deeply entrenched you are in this video game.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. When it first got out, I was definitely, I consider myself an addict of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was driving around.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, I admit I did some of that stuff where I was driving around and there were Pokestops and I had to get them, so I pulled out my phone. If there was someone next to me, I would give them my phone.
Right.
Tell
right.
them
That's,
to do it.
We had jobs.
Which is kind of responsible.
In the car, we had jobs. There was a driver and then the person who had four phones on their lap.
Yeah.
Just spin every single Pokestop and
exactly.
then tap on the Pokeballs. I used to do that.
But there were these cases where... I was alone in my car driving, and a really good Pokemon comes out. I was so addicted to the game, I was like, I have to get it. So I randomly stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not in the middle of the road, but I would like pull up to the side. Not the most safe thing you can do, and just kind of get the Pokemon.
Actually, it's actually 36.2% more likely or dangerous for you to do that than drunk driving.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
I
mean,
so you should, you know, keep it down a notch.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing I'm here and I don't have my car. But really, this distraction became a huge problem.
Oh, yeah.
Because cars were going slower. You know that they were using the app because they were all
always on
super
the phone.
Slow. They were
right.
always on the phone. Or there was, like, a series of cars just stopped.
Yeah.
Right, like, next to each other, and you knew there was a Pokestop there because they were all there, and then they moved to the same spots, the next Pokestop and the next Pokestop.
But recently, to be honest with you, I haven't seen many people play this game. I feel like the popularity of this game is kind of slowly dying down.
Oh, it didn't even slowly die down. It just died down right away.
Even though it's
like
so addicting and immersive, why do you think people are stopping? Why now?
I think it's in part by... You know, at first, it's the hype.
Sure.
So, like, Pokemon, like, we played this game when we were little. And,
yeah.
And it was, like, we're remembering what we did, what we played. And everyone was playing it. So you wanted to play. You didn't want to be left out.
Yeah.
But as time went on, you kind of forgot about the game and played it less and less and less until the point got, like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right,
you just forget about it.
A big part of it is, like, because it's just repetitive. There's nothing new to it.
You know? Do you see a lot of this similar type of game arising in the future where your reality is augmented by the game?
Well, I think so. I think just with these companies, PlayStation is doing these VR headsets and
Vive.
Yeah,
Oculus.
Oculus Rift. All these companies are promoting their VR headsets.
HTC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been nice talking to you, dude. But honestly, I gotta go play more of this game.
Dude, you should do it. We should get together and go to Pokestop.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we don't get mugged though.
Or fall off a cliff. Or get hit by a bus.
Or get hit by a bus.
Or get hit by a car.
Yeah, if I got hit by the loop.
Or like bump into people, you know?
Or a bike.
Or a bike.
Or a car.
It's actually, a car. One time I was playing Pokemon Go and then I fell in the dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
Like it took me five days. I showered each day 3 times and still fell. And I hated it.
I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Yeah, man, that sounds like a bad experience right there.
Well, obviously it's a bad experience.
Well, wish me luck, though. Hopefully
I don't want
to. Yeah, anyway, it's been really nice talking to you guys about this game. Thanks, Sam.
You know what, if you're going to go, you can go. But, I'm just going to stay and just talk to Jose more about,
Talk more about Pokemon Go.
Maybe more, about Puerto Rico, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, see you guys.
All right,
see you,
Dan. Thanks for listening, guys.